Welcome back to Talk to Me with the Coach, Mike. We made this on the road once again, take you behind the scenes on what it's like being a major league ball player. And I got the man here for the Chicago White Sox, JK.
What's up, baby?
Kelly, how we doing?
Good, man. How are you?
Yes, sir.
Well, you know, a lot of inspiring high school, college baseball players got their dream of playing in the big leagues.
Oh, yeah.
You in the big leagues, what's this experience been like for you?
The first couple years were definitely something that I wasn't too relaxed with, just because, you know, as a young player, always just excited to be there. And then, you know, at the back of your mind, you don't know, you know, if you're going to be able to stick. You know, I'd say the second part of my career, half of my career, I've been able to enjoy it every single day. You know, not that I didn't enjoy it before, but, you know, it's a different kind of pressure when, you know, you establish yourself and you can go out there and play freely. But, you know, day in and day out, you know, I take it as a blessing. It's something that I don't ever take for granted. You know, there's only so many of us in the world that do this. So to come in and especially be here in Chicago, which is one of the best cities I've ever been in. I think it's the best city in the country. You know, it's the biggest, it's the cleanest, you know. It's got that Midwest feel. But no, I've enjoyed every single day of my big league career. You know, I get to come in here and play a kid's game for a living, so it's awesome.
And doing a little research on you, I see you come from Riverside College.
Yeah. I went through UC Riverside. I grew up in the desert area of California, in Corona, California, which is probably like 15 minutes from Riverside. But yeah, it's a great school. You know, the program hasn't done too well lately, but it's a good D1 school.
So what was that college experience like for you?
It was fun. I had my fun times, and my freshman year we won the whole Big West, which has some good teams. You know, it's got Cal State Fullerton, Long Beach State, UC Irvine. So you know, to test yourself in one of the best conferences in the country, competing at the next level was something I always wanted to do, and then you know, was able to do it.
You go brag a little bit about that championship, huh?
Oh yeah, especially to the guys that I know play in the Big West. You know, especially old teammates. You know, Justin Turner, who played at Cal State Fullerton. You know, guys that I've had a chance to play Major League Baseball with. You know, from big name schools out there. I talk some crap.
So you know, I used to coach college baseball.
Okay.
Scouted for 5 major league teams. And I would tell my guys, you have to make that trip. What you think you're doing right in high school, when you get to college, you know, you find out you didn't have a clue.
it's hard for a young kid. You know, if you're the best at your school, you're going to think you're the best in the world. You know what I mean? You don't really have a chance to match yourself up against other talented players throughout the country. You know, and I think the earlier you can learn from somebody experienced like yourself or somebody who says, hey, there's going to be a lot of good players who are exactly like you. You kind of got to listen to that. If you don't, you know, it's easy to get, I'd say, complacent, and then you don't get better when you get complacent. When you get complacent, you can get lazy. When you get lazy, you don't work hard. So, you know, all those things stem rolling. And you know, we're at the Major League Baseball, we're all the best. So, you know, you always got to work day in and day out to keep staying on top of your game.
And I would tell my guys that the only difference between high school, college, little league, and summer league, and the big leagues, is as you move up, the game become quicker, competition become better, you eliminate the ones that can from the ones that cannot.
Oh, yeah. Every level. At every level of the game, the game gets tighter, a little bit tighter. You know, you don't see as many, you know, mental mistakes. You don't see as many defensive mistakes. You don't see as many pitching mistakes, you know, hitting mistakes. You know, everything gets closer to the video game you actually play on the Xbox or the PlayStation. You know what I mean? Like, when you're younger, you know, there's some good players, but then you take all the good players and you put them all on one team. And then you put them all on one team, and then you play against a bunch of other minor leagues or like that. And then, you know, you pick one player from each of that team. And once you get to the top, you know, it's pretty much, you rarely see errors. You rarely see, you know, bonehead plays. So, you know, that's pretty much, you know, the game of baseball just gets faster and much cleaner.
And it's all about having opportunity. I mean, what did you do to put yourself on the map with the scouts?
With the scouts, you know, I just had a good freshman year in college, honestly. But before that, you know, with the Cardinals, I wasn't even that high of a prospect with them. I was just pitching good in AAA, and I wasn't on the roster. And one of our pitchers got hurt, and we had the same, you know, start day, and they were like, hey, let's give Kelly a chance. So it was an opportunity of someone getting hurt, unfortunately, but also, you know, me being healthy at that time, pitching well, and then when I got to the big leagues, pitch well there. So, you know, it was a bunch of little dominoes that fell, but, you know, if I didn't play well or if I didn't pitch well in AAA, like, you know, that opportunity would never came. So, you know, there's a lot of luck, but then once you get that luck, you got to go out and get it.
All right, let me give you these last two questions. So, you know, that road to the big leagues, I mean, you know, were you intimidated along the way?
No, not in the minor leagues. No. I'd say, like, my first, you know, few starts in the big leagues, I was unsure of myself just because, you know, I get called to the big leagues and I'm facing, you know, Carlos Santana's, I'm facing, who else, my first strikeout, Sin Chu Chu. I mean, I was facing, like, guys who, you know, were actually real good hitters. And, you know, I was kind of intimidated at first, but once I realized, like, you know, once I realized when I made a mistake that they didn't hit it out of the park every time, I was able to get some confidence. You know, 0-2, I threw a fastball down the middle and got a ground ball out. I was like, see, they
were every right. time.
Yeah, you know what I mean? I was like, see, you know, you still get people out. You know, you don't always have to be, you always think you have to make the perfect pitch every time, which you don't, but.
Yeah.
Yeah, after that, you know, I was kind of felt a little more comfortable for sure.
All right, so let me give you this last question. Every kid dream of playing in the big leagues. When you got that call up and you're going into the big leagues, walked in the locker room for the very first time and saw your uniform hanging up, what was that feeling like?
I mean, I was silent just because I didn't know how to even explain it, you know. So, you know, I got there and I saw it, and, you know, I knew I was in a pitching 2 days because I was starting. It was one of those things where I kind of go introduce myself to everyone, and, you know, the cooler thing was not my uniform in the locker, it was my uniform next to the big name players like a Chris Carpenter or an Adam Wainwright, you know what I mean?
Yeah.
So it wasn't like, if I saw my name by itself, it wouldn't be as mean as much, but when I would go like that, I was like, oh my God, it's mine, Chris Carpenter. I was like, oh, like, you got to get a photo, you know what I mean? So it's kind of like the aha moment. But yeah, it's something that I'll never forget for sure.
Coach, take your youngsters behind the scenes with the man, JK.